You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 7. Now, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. In the last podcast, we read from verse 1 to verse 6, and we established that the event in book of Exodus, it was written for our own warning. It was written for our examples, because we also risk falling away the same way they fell away. The Bible says they drank from the rock that is Christ. And Jesus said he is that meat that came from heaven, the bread that came from heaven. They also went through the Red Sea, but they never made it to the promised land. And we are being warned. And the apostle who wrote this is the same Paul that wrote that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And is the same person the Holy Ghost is using to warn us also that we have the risk of falling away like the children of Israel. Now, the character we are looking at today is in verse 7. It says that we should not be idolaters as were some of them. Now, if you read this ordinarily, you would think that, it should be talking about people who bow down to stones, who bow down to images, and so on. And yes, that is true. But look at what he said afterwards. He said the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Have you seen that? And he said we should not be like them. And what they did was that they sat down to eat, drink, rose up and play. And you will be asking yourself, what is idolatry in eating, in drinking, and in playing? You see, when you live for food, it is idolatry. When your life is about your needs, is idolatry. Jesus said, after these things, do the Gentiles seek? He said, but you should not live for those things. You should not seek those things. You should live your life pleasing God. And he said, those things, you will have it. So he wasn't saying you won't have those things. You will have it, but that's not what you are living for. Did you know that there are people today, all that their life is about is to wake up, drink, eat, and have fun. It will look like that's just normal human action, but it is idolatry. Something is broken in their life. No purpose again to life. When life of a human being becomes about food. Did you know that nations go to war because of food? How could people travel from Europe to Africa to come and buy slaves just to work in sugar plantation? What is sugar? What is sugar cane? It's food. Because of that, they built ship with wood and traveled on the sea and risked their life, and then came and bought slaves and treated them like animals and took them to Europe and to different parts of the world to come and work in sugar plantation. Is that not a god to them already? If men can embark on such journey because of food, is that not idolatry? That's why the scripture said there are those whose god is their stomach. Brethren, our God is not our stomach, must not be our stomach. It is our Father in heaven, the Almighty God, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the I am that I am, he that was, that is, and is to be. That is our Lord. That's our Savior. We are not to live for stomach. We are not to live for food. There are people that their entire life, if you really look at it, boils down to one thing. It's about survival. It's all about eating. The fears in people's heart is about food. what they will eat in 10 years time. They have what they will eat today, but their worry is that what will I eat 10 years time? When I retire, what will I eat? Who told you that God, who had been with you while you were working, will leave you when you now retire? You think that it is your work that is feeding you? It is God. God didn't say we don't need food or we don't need drink. He's simply saying that is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to live for the will of God. And then issue of food, clothing, and so on, they will be added unto us. We don't live for it. We will walk. We will serve the Lord. The Lord will bless those things. He will supply our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But essentially, our purpose for existence is not to come to this world to come and live for food. And that's why as parents, don't raise your children to come and live for food. The whole thing you are doing about raising them is so that they can get job and they can feed themselves. It's not that anything is wrong in them having ability to feed themselves. But when you make life, when you portray life to them that is what life is all about, then you have misdirected them in life. The purpose of life is God. The purpose of life is the purpose of God. The purpose of life is the will of God. We were created for him. We were created for his purpose. We didn't come to planet Earth to do what we like, to just have fun. We were not created to come and have fun. We were created to be a pleasure unto God. And we also, that is where we will derive our joy and our fulfillment. So the Lord is warning us that we should not be like the children of Israelite who descended into idolatry. And their life became about food, about drink, about play. And they even had an idol that they created for themselves to worship. But essentially, when life is about anything apart from God, it becomes idolatrous. We must be very careful. I pray that the Lord Jesus will keep you to the end in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.